AAA says nearly 4 million Californians will travel over the Labor Day weekend.
This is a 6% increase in overall travel from last year, so it's actually surprising news.
Surprising, says Cynthia Harris with the Auto Association, because holiday travel has been flat lately. Harris says it's not a record high, but it is the biggest increase since late 2008. She says the resurgence in travel is partly because of improved consumer confidence.
Normally, Labor Day is probably the weakest travel day of the year. It's when school starts. People stay at home mostly or travel very close to home.
The AAA survey finds most of the Californians traveling 50 miles or more from their homes will be driving. More than 514,000 will be flying, up just over 4% from this time a year ago. Meanwhile, airfares and hotel rates are expected to be about 4% higher than last year. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.